Investigators say they don't yet know the exact cause of Monday night's fatal crash between a Sound Transit bus and an SUV in Kirkland. Two people in the SUV died. Investigators are looking into whether the bus's brakes malfunctioned. KUOW's Derek Wong has the latest.
The Washington State Patrol plans to do a full inspection of the Sound Transit bus. They're looking into whether the bus had some kind of mechanical problems. Trooper Julie Judson was one of the emergency responders at the scene of the crash. She says the bus driver told troopers the brakes weren't working.
But that has not been substantiated. We're definitely, you know, working on a very full workup of that bus. At this time, we don't know if it will turn out that there are some mechanical issues with the bus, or, you know, was it driver error? Was it a combination of those things? It'll be a few more days until we know.
The collision happened when the Sound Transit bus was exiting off of I-405 near Totem Lake. The SUV that was struck had a green light, but the bus plowed into it. Sound Transit spokesman Bruce Gray says the bus had been checked recently.
It's been inspected within the last week, and it passed. And also, all of our buses, before they ever leave the yard, go through pretty intense inspection, a pre-trip inspection that also checks the brakes, similar to what a pilot goes through as he's doing a pre-flight takeoff.
Gray says the fatal collision is the first time that Sound Transit has had such an incident. Sound Transit's bus is operated and maintained by Community Transit in Snohomish County. A spokesman for that agency says they've turned over their maintenance records to the State Patrol. Community Transit says their buses undergo preventative maintenance checks every 6,000 miles. That translates into every 2 to 3 weeks for the bus involved in the crash. The driver of the bus has 9 months of experience. He works for a private subcontractor that could not be reached for comment. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.